KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. The pleasures of border on the indescribable, but I'll try to describe this Halloween season shocker all the same. Border is a small-scale Swedish feature that sneaks up on you, but isn't scary so much as amusing, then intriguing, then by degrees unsettling, troubling, frightening, honest-to-badness horrifying, and enthralling. The heroine, not quite the right name for her, but it'll have to do, works as a customs agent at a Swedish border station. Her name is Tina, and she spends her days sniffing out contraband. That's not a figure of speech, and Tina isn't your stereotypical Swedish beauty. She looks like a troll, to be charitable about her plug-ugly features, and she has a preternatural sense of smell that enables her to nab suspects unerringly. Not only does she have a nose for controlled substances, she can spot criminal behavior by sussing out emotions like shame, guilt, or rage. The actress behind the face, Eva Melander, is phenomenal in the role. I smelled a fascinating movie taking shape at the moment when Tina stops a traveler named Vora to search his belongings. She smelled him coming and finds a soulmate, or so he would seem, as they join forces to explore where they belong in a world of standard-issue men and women. The more we and they learn who they really are, the more the term outsiders seems inadequate. They're outside established borders of outsiderhood, and that's no surprise given the backgrounds of the filmmakers. The Swedish-Iranian director Ali Abbasi has more than a casual interest in how Sweden regards its others. It's no stretch to see his film as an oblique comment on Europe's immigration crisis. The screenplay is based on a short story by John Lindqvist, who collaborated on the adaptation. He wrote Let the Right One In, a superlatively creepy vampire film in which the genders are reversed. The teenage bloodsucker takes the form of Ellie, a dark-eyed girl, and then effaced. Ellie is less of a she or a he than a no identifiers applicable. The same goes for Tina and Vora. When they lose themselves in wild sex, it should be grist for the Guinness Book of World Records, but under what category, in what world? That's the thing about this elegantly crafted movie. It defies definition while inviting it. Is it a love story? Absolutely. A detective yarn? For sure. Tina gets promoted to detective and cracks a big case. A comedy in fits and spurts. It's also a meditation with philosophical overtones on what it means to be less than, more than, or other than human. Border may not be everyone's idea of a fun night out, but it takes you to places you won't forget, and that's nothing to sniff at. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.